Well, this edition of Chiefs Rewind, we're hoping there were better circumstances. The Chiefs lose 18-16 in this divisional playoff round to the Pittsburgh Steelers. Mitch Holtis with you along with B.J. Kissel. And I guess you put this game in a capsule. It was the issues during the regular season, third down, drops, that came back to bite the team, not able to handle the running game.
Yeah, we'd seen throughout the season that the defense had stepped up, the special teams had stepped up and found ways to get in the end zone. Didn't happen tonight. But you did see the defense step up in ways. And that's not going to get talked about a lot. It's going to be a lot about the offense. The fact that the Pittsburgh Steelers set an NFL records, kicking six field goals in a postseason game, and were able to pull it off without a touchdown. But the defense did. The Steelers went 0-for-4 inside the red zone, which is huge, which is the only reason that this game is close. But we talked about it during the week. It was a race to 21 points. The Chiefs were 12-0 this season when scoring at least 19. The Steelers were 0-3 when giving up 21-plus on the road. The magic number was 21. The Chiefs' offense just couldn't get there.
Yeah, this game was very similar to the two regular season losses to Tampa Bay and Tennessee at home, 19-17, 19-17, 18-16. And yet the Chiefs still had a chance to win the game. We can sit here and break this down for the next 3 days, but they thought they had the tying two-point conversion. Yep. Again, like the regular season, they found ways to get down the field and get to the end zone, and then that critical sequence of events.
Yeah, and Coach Reed talked about it in his post-game presser. He talked about the holding call that was called on Eric Fisher, saying going on a shorter player. We know how good James Harrison is. Said that that's a play that can go either way. And the bottom line is it was called, and they tried to get it from the 12-yard line. They weren't able to make that play. And even at the end, they still had the 3rd and 4. If they could hold them, the offense was still going to get the ball back with a chance. And something could get lost in this, and you look at they get the ball back. Could they have gone down and got a field goal? And the fact is, Alex Smith, he had some drops by some of his targets that would have kind of jumped his numbers up a little bit. But Alex Smith didn't play bad in this game. So there's a lot to be made on the offense. We talk about the offensive line. It's going to be talked about all throughout the offseason. But as you said, Mitch, this was the game that you put yourself in a position to win this game. They had opportunities. They were close. They just didn't capitalize on those 2 or 3 plays that make a difference in every football game.
Yeah, we talk about hidden yards, too, in a game. Those drops, there were some big plays left on the field with those drops. The Kelce drop, and it's a tough play. It's down on his right thigh pad. That would get the ball down to the 10. Spencer Ware had one early in the game. He might still be running. Macklin had another one that he wishes he had back, but man, you start to add up the yards on those drops, at least 7 points maybe.
There was, and there were some key plays that were made as well that put him in a position to where we're having this conversation. And the 3rd and 20, the Jeremy Macklin catch that set up the Cairo Santos field goal, that was a huge play in this game. Chris Conley's catch on 4th down across the middle was a huge play in this game, helped set up that touchdown. So there were still 2 or 3 plays short. There were still some plays that they did make that shouldn't get overlooked to be in that position. But the bottom line is they went up against a good football team that made more plays today than they did.
Pittsburgh wins this game with 6 field goals and no touchdowns, 18-16. For more analysis, let's go to our studio and check in with Chiefs reporter Pete Sweeney and former Chief Danon Hughes.